Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Akram Attala, the CEO at Donuts, Inc., that manages the world's largest and most relevant portfolio of new top-level domains, offering entrepreneurs and organizations new ways to promote and enhance their true digital identities. And Mr. Attala, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And our pleasure as well, and thanks for your time. So for starters, if you would, and for our listeners who aren't familiar with new top-level descriptive domains, give us a quick explanation on that, if you would.
So descriptive domains allow you to choose meaningful words on both sides of the dot that best describe your business. Basically, instead of using a .com or a .org domain on the right side of the dot, you can use a word that says more about what you do. Like you can use .contractors or .finance or .live for that matter.
I like it. In fact, when I began to see this coming out into the market, I was quite attracted to it. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure our listeners find themselves to be just like myself. Now, tell us, what are some of the descriptive domains that Donuts provides? Get into that a little bit.
So we have a portfolio of more than 270 descriptive domains. They cover a wide variety of categories, from business to healthcare, entertainment, travel, and many more. We call that entire portfolio true name domain. So if you want to, for an example, a good one is a company called Genover Ventures, and they're a fintech company. They use a lot of different domains, and they use these domains to better describe their business and also help people find them through using keywords they've chosen on both sides of the dot to help rank them. To give you another example, it's a good one. It's a company called Green. It's an energy supplier that provides customers with energy only from clean, renewable sources. So if you want to guess for the name they've used, it's green.energy. Their domain name is both their brand and what they do. So it kind of explains, once you see it, it explains who they are and what they do, both in one domain name. So, but I can give you another example. .live, it's a very common word for people who do live shows or live broadcasts, and gamers and others like that. So right now, for example, it's taking a lot of people are using it for what they call handles in gaming. So gamers that play on platforms like Twitch, they use this their name, .live, as a handle for everybody to find them. So there are many ways that you can actually leverage your brand and what you do in a domain name that makes it very, very powerful in the online life that we live today. So.
Now, I would be curious as well, why would a business actually consider using a descriptive domain? I'm sure it may seem a no-brainer so far from what you've told us about, but take that even further.
I think that I will offer three things. One is a descriptive domain really, like we said earlier, describes, you know, it's the name of your business and what you do. So in one domain, you can actually express your true identity online. Second, there are, because these extensions are new, these top-level domains are new to the market, there is a lot of inventory available, so you don't need to compromise, which means you don't need to find a, change your brand or different, use a different name than your exact name to find a domain that fits you. So availability of the names is very high, and you can actually find exactly what you need. So, for example, a company that does investment, let's say it's called Taylor Investments. Instead of finding Taylor Investments dash some city name column, you know, something .com or .org, they can find Taylor.investments. I mean, that is a lot more powerful and much more memorable than, you know, butchering your name to actually find something that that you can use. And finally, is SEO. If you put in your name the keywords that you think your customers who are trying to find you will use, you are that much going to show up that much higher in the ranking than if you don't. So for that matter, if your website represents actually your brand name and that's what your customer knows and that's what they're going to look for, then that's great. If your customer is going to look for what you do instead of what your name is, putting your name and what you do on both sides of the dot is so much more powerful. So, you know, I can give you some examples. I mean, a lot of startups now are actually using these things. Compound Finance is a company that uses that. And you can immediately, you know, tell what they do and you have their name. LOD.games. It's a gaming company that whose name is LOD Games, you know, and it's, the name is exactly it, LOD.games. So they found what they were looking for and they went for it, and it's, you know, they're doing good. Another company, for example, is Celsius.network, and it's a blockchain-based lending platform. You know, of course, startups and innovators are always more excited about using new things than actually like everybody else. So they embrace the new domains before everybody else, and that shows.
Really some exciting information and details. Good stuff today. We're speaking with Mr. Akram Adalah, the CEO at Donuts, Inc., that manages the world's largest and most relevant portfolio of new top-level domains, offering entrepreneurs and organizations new ways to promote and enhance their true digital identities. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, how does a descriptive domain make a business more visible on the internet? Give us some details on that.
Yeah, so definitely choosing relevant words on both sides of the dot, like your brand and what you do, are critical to help find you on the help search engine find you on the internet. Also, every word of a descriptive domain is useful. So, if you waste space on words that are not helpful, it doesn't help you being found, and it becomes less memorable. So, you want the domain name as short as possible, but as meaningful as possible. That's why using the value on both sides of the dot, it's like a high value real estate. So the better use you put it to use, the more you're gonna get on SEO. Finally, you don't want to use like different hyphens and stuff. So change your name to find something that you can buy and that represents you. Having these things being exactly like your name is and how your customers remember it is very critical. So the inventory and the availability of domain names is very important. And then finally, we see a lot of companies that use specific links to different parts of their online presence. So basically, like, we have .news. So Apple uses Apple.news to list all their news and guide you to where their news is. So you can actually use multiple domain names to represent different areas of what you do, or link your customers or guide your customers to different areas on your website as well. So there's a lot of useful things that you can do with your domain name or multiple domain names.
Well, you've certainly made some great and strong points here today and some great information shared. Really appreciate that. Now, some may be concerned, are descriptive domains secure?
So, yeah, I mean, security is very important for everybody. And it's important to know that the domain name actually can be spoofed. And if it can be spoofed, then you get yourself into trouble through what is called a phishing attacks. Phishing attacks are people who use variations of domain names that people might not be able to notice, to send email and then get your employees or your customers to click on things, and then they get in trouble. So TrueName, which is our portfolio of domain names, actually addresses that by blocking all these spoof names that are possible around there. We call them homographic names. So basically what we do is if you take your name and then somebody can actually take that name and use a character from a different script, like from the Greek alphabet or from the Russian alphabet or something like that, to actually make it look like your name, but it's not really your name, and register that domain name, and then they send emails from that. We actually block all of these names. Sometimes, some names, because they have a lot of vowels, we end up having to block thousands of variants so that nobody can use these phishing. And this all comes to you for free because we want to make sure that, you know, whoever uses our domain names are not being targeted or abused, and we do what we can. But this is a very big security feature that we introduced to our domain names, and all of our true names come with it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for that explanation. That is some great and valuable information, things that people don't think about, and it certainly sounds like you guys got it covered as secure as possible. And again, we appreciate all you do in the space. In conclusion, when you're starting a new business, choosing a domain name might seem like an easy and insignificant decision, but it is clear after hearing all the information today, it can make a huge impact on a business's success. The question, any advice you could offer our listeners about how to optimize their domain names as we wrap things up today?
Absolutely. I would like to leave the audience with three guiding principles for choosing an online identity. One, make it memorable. So make it short and easy to remember. So your customers always look for you with using your domain name. Use relevant keywords on the right and left side of the dot so that you can improve your SEO. And then finally, think of your brand. Ideally, your business name and domain should be one and the same. Anytime you add hyphens, misspellings, and extra words to get the domain you want, you are actually muddying your brand and you are sacrificing your identity. So finding the true name is key here.
Awesome information and a great takeaway here as we conclude today. Again, thank you for all the information and insight here. We can't thank you enough. Where can listeners get all the details online and take advantage of this awesome service?
Donuts.domain or TrueName.domain. You can find us there, and you can actually also access our domains at our registrar called name.com as well.
Again, that's pretty easy. Again, donuts.domains or TrueName.domains. Akram, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Again, we've been speaking with Akram Attallah, the CEO at Donuts Inc., that manages the world's largest and most relevant portfolio of new top-level domains, offering entrepreneurs and organizations new ways to promote and enhance their true digital identities. And for all the details, visit either donuts.domains or TrueName.domains. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.